Hello, everyone. Coy Wire here, wishing a wonderful Wednesday to you. I know we're just halfway through the week, but we're going to keep on grinding and shining, looking to be a little better today than we were yesterday. Now, we are looking to the skies for our lead story today and for the latest news on travel. March and April, they're considered peak season for spring break travel in America, and industry officials expect that upwards of 150 million people will fly during that two-month window alone. Travel is so busy during this time that officials at major spring break destinations like Miami, Orlando, Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles are asking passengers to arrive 3 hours early to the airport. One of our CNN 10 producers, Maya, said that she'd never seen security so packed at LaGuardia Airport in New York when she flew over the weekend. But tourism experts say that travel during this year's spring break actually isn't even as bad as it could have been. Bad flying experiences from last year have made some people skeptical about flying. Canceled flights and missed layovers left hundreds of thousands of travelers stranded. A series of close calls on runways has left some worried about their safety. And staffing shortages of aircraft technicians, flight dispatchers, and pilots have some folks worrying about the efficiency of airlines and airports. So, given all that, experts say that some travelers are playing it safe this year, staying close to home. We'll hear now from CNN correspondent Pete Muntean with tips for traveling from experts and passengers.
Spring break travel is soaring back to normal and renewing worry that your flight could be canceled. Meltdowns plagued the FAA in January, Southwest Airlines over the holidays, and industry-wide last summer.
The air travel system is under great stress.
The Federal Aviation Administration is already warning of a shortage of air traffic controllers that could cause increased delays at New York's three major airports this summer. There, a key air traffic control facility is at only 54% staffing.
We're seeing it with delays, we're seeing it with cancellations, and that is leading some travelers to say, you know what, I would travel more if we could fix that air travel experience.
The latest figures from travel site Hopper show many travelers are concerned about flight disruptions. 20% of Hopper's spring break travelers are buying extra trip protection. That's on top of rising airfare, up 4%, Hopper says, compared to 2019.
They were quite pricey this time of year, I guess, due to spring break and due to what's going on in the economy.
They go up one day, they go down the next day. Just be diligent, be on point, and when you see that good price you want, hit the button.
Even still, industry figures say 158 million Americans will fly for spring break. That's an average of 2.6 million travelers each day.
We're expecting this spring break to likely break records for number of travelers who are getting out there and how much they're spending, given the huge demand coming out of the pandemic.
The top destinations, Las Vegas, Orlando, Phoenix, Los Angeles, and Miami, where the airport says demand is 20% higher than 2019, so high that officials are asking you to show up 3 hours before a domestic flight instead of the typical 2 hours.
There are very few off-peak times right now for us. We have been the best alternative to leaving the country since COVID.
10-second trivia. What country shown here is located between India and Myanmar? Bangladesh, Thailand, Laos, or Nepal? Home to over 165 million people, Bangladesh is the country shown on the map. A tech company is looking to bring a technology called iFarmer to farmers in Bangladesh, which provides them with financial resources and advice. The company's mission is to empower the farmers to yield more from the same amount of land. The catch is that investors in the technology charge the farmers a commission on their output, and that could be seen as taking advantage of those doing the hard labor. We'll learn more now about the software, which is said to have furthered the livelihood of 17 million farming households.
Here, along the banks of the Jamuna River, around 100 miles northwest of Bangladesh's capital, Dhaka, Hanufa Bibi farms chili peppers and corn. Yield is low recently, she says, due to changing weather conditions, but the 35-year-old farmer is looking to technology for solutions. An app called iFarmer.
After iFarmer's help, we've had a good experience. We've got a good yield of corn, a good harvest, and we are profiting well.
iFarmer hopes to further the livelihoods of Bangladesh's 17 million farming households.
iFarmer is an agri-tech company that provides farmers with access to finance, access to advisory services, and we help farmers to take their produce to the markets.
Established in 2019, the startup scaled rapidly from a team of four to over 250 employees today, facilitating more than $19 million in small loans for farmers across the country so far, they say. Agriculture is a vital part of Bangladesh's economy. Nearly half of the country's population is employed in the industry, with more than 70% of its land used for farming. However, farming's contribution to GDP is in decline. 25-year-old corn farmer Jahidul Islam says the startup helped him set up a bank account and apply for a loan of around $470 and use soil sensors to give him personalized information about his crops. At the nearby iFarmer Center, Islam can also get advice on farming and purchase seeds, pesticides, and fertilizers. iFarmer opened 100 of these centers, which it says supports more than 87,000 farmers using its platform. The startup plans to launch 1,000 centers by the end of the year, with the hope of supporting 500,000 farmers by 2025.
Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is a real catch. A women's high school softball game in Texas took an unexpected turn when a base runner dodged and danced and pulled off an unbelievable prank on the catcher. It's not all that off base to say that this is an all-time must-see base running fake. Jeannie Mose has more.
Forget strikeouts. This was a fake out. Jada Walton from Carthage High School in East Texas headed for home plate. Almost got tagged out and then pointed to first base. It's the classic made you look. Look over there, the oldest trick in the book. Take another look.
I really had no idea what to do. I was really just goofing around because I thought I was going to be out.
Jada made it to home plate using the technique some use to steal food off a plate. The same ruse Marty used to sucker punch Biff.
Whoa, Biff. What's that?
In Back to the Future, that Arnold deployed...
Look, elephant!
...to escape in Last Action Hero, Inside Edition dubbed Jada...
The Houdini of softball.
Even Major League Baseball gushed, you must see this all-time great base-running fake-out... As for those who said the catcher deserves to be benched, Jada cried foul.
I probably would have fell for it. Anybody would, because she is really like a good player. Like, she's the best on the team.
By the way, Carthage won the game 7-5, and Jada won bragging rights.
Now that was awesome. We love when you touch base with us. It's hashtag Your Word Wednesday. So follow me at Coy Wire on Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok and put your unique vocab word in the comment section of my most recent post. And we're going to choose one fun one to work into tomorrow's show. Last week's vocab word was from Mr. Trost's class at Dwight D. Eisenhower in West Berlin. Halcyon, meaning happier, peaceful times of the past. Now for a special shout out. Let's go to Michigan, Fruitport, Michigan, and say, what's up, Fruitport Middle School? Rise up. Thanks for all the love. Love right back at you. See you tomorrow, everyone. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.